Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week we're starting our Halloween season, about a month after the stores did, and we have a classic Universal horror movie for you. It's The Invisible Man, based on H.G. Wells' 1897 novel. Wells' story of a scientist who develops a formula that turns him invisible and drives him murderously insane was originally planned as a follow-up movie for Universal's hit film of Dracula. However, studio heads Carl Laemmle and Carl Laemmle Jr. decided to go with Frankenstein instead, which worked out pretty well for them. Meanwhile, a large number of draft scripts for The Invisible Man were written, most of which had little to do with the novel, and were rejected by Wells, whose contract gave him script approval. Finally, a script by R.C. Sheriff, which made few changes to the original story, met with Wells' approval. Several directors were attached to the project before they finally settled on James Whale, who'd given them a hit with Frankenstein. For a while, it looked like Boris Karloff would play the title role, but he dropped out of the running, either because Whale didn't think he was right for the role, or Universal tried to get him to take a pay cut. Colin Clive, another Frankenstein alumnus, was also a candidate for a while. Whale, however, wanted stage actor Claude Rains to play the lead. Universal was reluctant to cast the largely unknown Rains, who'd only made one silent film previous to this, but Whale eventually got his way, and Rains got the part. The film co-stars Gloria Stewart, decades before her Oscar-nominated role in the blockbuster Titanic. Universal horror fans will recognize Una O'Connor from Bride of Frankenstein. She screams a lot in that movie and in this one, too. And also Dwight Frye, from both Frankenstein and Dracula. The Invisible Man received glowing reviews, mainly for Rains' performance, the darkly humorous script, and the still impressive visual effects from John P. Fulton. It was a big hit at the box office, and inspired four vaguely connected sequels, including one with Abbott and Costello. And it was the starting point for Claude Rains' very successful movie career, where we actually got to see as well as hear him. Now, if you'll allow a bit of cross-promotion, our in-house screenings for new DVDs are preempted next week due to our Monday closing for Columbus Day, but they'll be back the following week. They're usually run on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, and you must pre-register to attend. You'll find the schedule on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. That's where you'll also find a list of our previous classic movie presentations, plus links to each movie. And you can still pass along your comments and suggestions. You can call us at 908-754-7885. You can email us at kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and just a preview here, this won't be the only time we'll be hearing from H.G. Wells this season. And now, from Universal in 1933, here's The Invisible Man. Hope you like it.